Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And once again, I'm out walking with my good friend Ray. So say hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Today, I've come for a walk. Derbyshire. I've come for a walk down Memory Lane. But we're not in Derbyshire. We've both got our passports and we've crossed over the border into South Yorkshire. And the reason being is because around 1996 to 1997, I lived in a place called Warncliffe Side. My mother and stepfather at the time used to run a pub called the Blue Ball at Warncliffe Side. So I'll have been around about 12 and 13 at the time. So what we've done is we've come up the motorway and parked at Warncliffe Side, just next to the Blue Ball pub, and we've come for a walk around the surrounding area. And no doubt, don't know about you, Ray, but we could go for a pint, couldn't we, afterwards, I think?
Definitely.
Nip for a pint, or possibly a coffee or something at the Blue Ball. I've got some great memories from there, actually. Obviously, I was 12 years old, and the moving of schools and things like that, it was all new. But I made some great friends, and not that I've kept in contact with any of them, because when I came back from this part of the world, I just got back in the swing with my old friends. So, no, they were all right friends, I suppose. But it's just life, isn't it? And when you're only 12, and before mobiles, and before the internet, and before Facebook, sometimes tricky to be able to keep in touch with these people. And I don't know where any of them live anymore or anything like that, but that's not a problem. I've just come up here for a walk down Memory Lane. I thought I'd drag my trusty old friend Ray with me, whether he likes it or not.
I didn't want to come,
basically, I forced him. Not gunpoint, but I did use a knife. No.
It was a butter knife,
yeah. Plastic one. Yeah. So we set off from Warncliffe Side and we've walked up the hill past the old school where my brother went to juniors, and we've headed off down into the forest. Mirkwood. Not Mirkwood. We're heading down towards the Moor Hall Reservoir. And it's a chain of... Bear with me one second. Let's get View Ranger out. There's one. There's two. It's a chain of two reservoirs, and I always thought it was called the Uden Reservoir, but it is the Uden Valley, and Uden Beck does run into the reservoir at the top, which is Broomhead Reservoir, and then it runs down to the Moor Hall Reservoir, which is the one walking down towards now. And it's a classic case. You know when you come back to somewhere from when you were younger, everywhere seems so much smaller. So how many years ago was this? This was 28, no, not 28, how old am I? 18 years ago. So for my short 30 years of life, it does seem like a really long time ago, 18 years. And we're now walking down through a rather good looking pine forest, and I'm a sucker for a pine forest. My regular Audio Boo listeners will know that I'm a sucker for a pine forest. And you know something, Ray, actually? That wasn't the last time I came here 18 years ago, because... I'm lying, basically. I'm lying to everyone on Audio Boo. I'm lying to my friends. I actually came and placed a geocache here in around about 2002, and it was called Uden Discovery. And put it this way, a muggle discovered it and trashed it. So, yeah.
We're going to trash them.
Yeah, that's it. People who are familiar with the Harry Potter series of books and films will know what muggles are, non-magic folk, and the geocaching folk refer to non-geocaching folk as muggles. So people that shouldn't really be discovering caches, but do. So I think someone pillaged the cache, and then cache, not cache, I keep having to correct myself, and then threw it in the bin, basically. Ah, dear. So we're heading down now to the Moor Hall Reservoir, as I've said about three times already. Yeah, there's a little lane just there because there's a yachting club.
Oh, yeah.
And you know when you're around about 12, 13. You're not fully aware of danger. Yeah. And I remember, I think it may have been the summer of, not 69, the summer of probably 1996, probably, 97, one of the two. And this reservoir was really low, so the res was low. And when it gets really low, basically there's like a river that runs down the middle of it. And there's some really huge cliffs. Halfway across, there's just a big cliff that like goes down to like the old watercourse. And I remember it being really low, and we were obviously jumping off these cliffs into the water below. Like bad lads, like naughty lads, that knows. Basically, it was the naughty South Yorkshire kids. Basically, making a wholesome Derbyshire lad do silly things. That's what it was. Because we never did anything like that when we were in Derbyshire. We never once jumped out of the trees at Chatsworth or...
or set fire.
No, we didn't do that. Yeah.
Fucking old grannies.
Fucking old grannies never mugged anyone. No, we're being silly now.
Never did anything like that.
So we're almost down at the banks of the reservoir, or reservoir, depending on how you pronounce these things. But like I say, we just come for a walk down memory lane, and it's nice to have a ramble while we're rambling. So I'm sure this is the yacht club, you know.
To get a yacht, we'll make a boat.
Yeah, let's make one.
We've got a
sledge.
That bastard's chipped and painted up.
But it really is like a walk down memory lane, and...
Good over there, Ogston as well.
Yeah, we did do, yeah. We went down... we'll go this way, go straight on, shall we? In fact, I think the path that we need, it goes upwards, but we will step out.
He's
fly fishing, is he? So we're standing on a concrete... What should we call this?
Veranda,
basically, yeah. We're on veranda. Well, actually, I've got to go down, haven't I? I've got to put my feet in the reservoir. It's only fair... It might tell me off. Do not disturb the water. Okay. So regardless of whether the fisherman tells me off, I need to put my feet in the reservoir. Just to... yeah. Oh, there's not just one. There's another further three fishermen. A few along the dam wall there. And I do remember that we used to come on midnight walks down here. And when we used to be camping at my friend's farm, we used to go for a midnight wander. And should I really be saying this? I seem to remember that near the dam wall there, it must have been a rather popular place for people to get fruity in the cars. is that the right word to use? So what we used to do is, across from the dam wall, there's a really steep grass bank, and we used to crawl up the grass banks, jump over the fence, and rock the cars of the people getting fruity. What's your game? They weren't Cockneys, they're from South Yorkshire. I won't do a South Yorkshire impression so as not to offend anyone. Yeah, your Ray's girlfriend is from South Yorkshire, from Barnsley. So that's where Ray's going after this, actually. Yes. We've brought two cars. Sorry about the carbon footprint, but Ray is... carrying on to the Bronx. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to continue walking on now, and I'll possibly do another boo in about 3 minutes, possibly. We're about to cross over into the, wait for it, glorious Peak District. Okay, I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now, in a Crichton voice.